All right. And we have a little song we want to play before we get to our guest.
Before our guest.
Shea Rubinstein is on the line.
He's on hold right now.
Sensation.
By the way, this is the first time we played on the radio, on Jewish radio.
Yes,
this
and
is
it's
brand
not
new.
Even, it's not even out yet. It's literally coming out last night.
It came out last night in the Jewish stores
in New York.
So which means is that you're going to hear it here first.
That's our motto, isn't it?
Hear it here first.
All right, let's play a TikTok from Shea Rubinstein.
It's a good wake-up song. No, Talk Tick. Listen, it's Talk Tick.
It says TikTok on your thing.
Well, the song says Talk Tick.
Let's ask the guest
if it's TikTok or Talk Tick. Right. The song says TikTok Tick.
Just play it.
Okay, I'll play it. You win. So, was it Talk Tick or TikTok?
Good morning, Shea.
Good morning, Tree. Good morning, David. How are you?
Fred, not Cleveland. David.
Fred.
Who's David?
Fred Taub.
Fred.
Okay, Fred. Tvi and Fred.
I'm sorry.
It's a little cold. We know. It's a little cold out there.
Yeah, how much snow you got there?
You see that? It's a slip of the tongue just because we're shivering out here.
Shivering? Wait, how much snow you got out there? Come on.
No, the truth is we only have about 2 inches worth of snow, but between the cold and the rain, it's just...
You know, in Cleveland, 2 inches of snow, we ignore it. In New York, it closes the whole city.
It's like,
oh my God, we had 2 inches of snow. Call the FBI. Call the National Guard.
Yeah, two inches of snow here. It's a sunny day, bright, traffic's moving.
We don't even bring up the snow plows at 2 inches. We don't bother.
That's right. The kids
walk to school in shorts, you know.
We're spoiled out here in New York.
You're spoiled. You're lazy. Come on.
All right.
Stop
beating up my guest. He just got on the radio.
Okay. I got to beat him up. We had an argument before the song went on the air.
Yes.
Is it TikTok or Talk Tick? Because the song says TikTok, but on the song they're saying Talk Tick.
Well, I guess you're both right because it is called TikTok.
Yeah, 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 high five.
Back and forth.
Both right for once.
You're both right.
All right.
So it's Talk Tick or TikTok? We're both right. Okay.
It's both.
I'll go Talk Tick. You call it TikTok.
It's both. Whatever it is, okay. It's a wonderful, nice song. And for those of you who don't know, Shea Rubinstein is a... is not new to singing, but brand new album just been released literally Friday, tonight, tomorrow. So as our motto on our program, she is hear it here, hear it first. So I'm glad that you were able to help us continue that motto. And this is truly a brand new album, beautiful cover. But more importantly, we're going to find out what's inside not only the album, but what's inside the singer.
Hey, and Paul, before we go, was that important question? What's the name of the album?
You emailed the songs.
The
name of the album is Ahastin. And it is my first. It is my first album, and indeed, you are the first radio station anywhere in the country.
Yeah,
to,
here it first.
We're talking about even the big radio stations. We decided until it's fully in stores not to give it to them, but for Cleveland Jewish Radio.
That's us. Hey, also, what's your label? I didn't know your label for the. I got to record this
Sameach.
Thing.
Sameach
distributed, and Avi Newmark is the one that produced it.
Right.
And it's a very different, interesting. As soon as you walk into the store, you will notice the album because instead of the standard plastic jewel case, it is actually a metal box.
Hey!
And there's a beautiful 40-page color booklet inside.
Wow.
And I also released on the web a music video for the English song that's called Windows in Heaven.
Okay.
And it made its way around. We had in the past week about 10,000 hits, which is good for Jewish music.
Right.
So we're very excited about it, and we hope all the people will like it as well.
All right.
I like it so far, and I'm critical of Jewish music.
Yes, he is. If he says he likes it,
it's good.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your background. I know that on the little bio that I received, you've not only sang in the past, but Bal Tefila, Chazan. Give us a little bit about your background.
Right. So for the past 13 years, I started out as a Chazan in New Jersey. Then, being that Chazanist became a little bit less popular, I turned into a Bal Tefila and subsequently into a singer. So for the last 13 years, I've been davening and singing, and I always loved music, and you know, it's an expensive proposition and a very time-consuming one, so it took many years, but I finally got my act together, and about a year and a half ago, I started putting this album together, and I worked with the best in the business only. So I worked with Yossi Green and Yossi Teberg and Avi Newmark
and Zvi
Baruch Levine and all the all the good composers out there, and we compiled the best of songs, and I went to Israel, and we had Moshe Lauf and Leib Yaakov Rigler do arrangements and music. And after all this work, a year and a half later, Baruch Hashem, we have a hopefully a beautiful product.
Well, definitely sounds like you did it right. I mean, when you say the number one names in Jewish music, that's exactly what you did as far as composers and arrangers. So, and that's really the hardest task. Am I right, Shia? When you're putting together an album, is really to find the songs from the composers that connect with you. I'm sure you went through hundreds of songs.
Right. It's it is very difficult because, you know, every song has to work with your style, your voice.
Right.
You know,
right.
Everybody has a different voice. And I probably listened to over 1,000 songs until
wow.
I chose those 11 songs and sat with many composers, including Jesse Green, until wee hours of the morning.
Right.
But it's a very exciting experience because when you do it because you love it, then...
Absolutely. And... let's talk about performing. Where have you performed in the past? I know you just did an interesting one in the state of New York. So tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So I'm from New York, and I've grown up in New York. So I've had the privilege last week. The governor of the state of New York made a pre-Hanukkah party in the Museum of Jewish Heritage in Lower Manhattan. And I was fortunate enough that he invited me to come sing. And I sang to the mayor. I had some interesting, there's a whole story behind it, but I actually was invited to pass away in Rome.
Wow.
About 3 years ago. On behalf of the Jewish community, I was invited to sing at his residence, which is a story in itself. But
Where was that?
It's
where?
Rome.
In Rome?
In Rome, yeah.
Wow.
In Rome,
so you went to Rome.
Hey, he doesn't live in New York. Yeah. Pope doesn't live in New York City.
No,
I don't know if you know that.
I went with Rabbi Benjamin Blech and a whole delegation. They needed a Orthodox singer. They want to bring this full spectrum of Judaism. So they had a Reformed conservative and Orthodox singer / cantor, and I was the one to represent
wow.
the Orthodox. Yeah.
Out of all the singers, look at that.
You see that? But,
yeah. You got a photo of that for your
yeah.
for your, and your is
yeah.
on your CD.
And I felt comfortable because he was the only one in the room wearing the yarmulke. So
oh, what a deal! What a deal!
Yeah.
Was it bigger than yours?
Well, right.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
It was the equivalent of an Orthodox Yom Kippur yarmulke.
It was big.
Very good, very good. So so you're not new to the stage.
I gave a concert in Israel in Yerushalayim on Sukkot with Avram Fried and Dedi.
Mm-hmm.
That was a sold-out concert. It was a beautiful concert, actually. It was to benefit the Hatzalah of Israel, which is a great organization
right.
as well.
That's was this this past year?
Yep, that was
good.
The past 3 months
very
ago.
Good.
So let me ask you a question, though. With all the singing you're doing, how is it that a guy goes, normally in the world, the English world, someone's, you know, you put out a CD and you get famous. You were famous before you had a CD out.
It's a good question. You know, I always loved singing, and, you know, you just try to, you know people and try to have you sing it.
He knows people.
Wherever you can, and, you know.
Can you imagine, Freddie? I know so many people. Can you imagine if I started singing?
Please don't sing.
Well, you know,
in fact, I'll give you a contract with Columbia Records
on.
Not to sing.
Hold on.
If you sing, you got to pay them.
Just like Freddie, you know, Freddie goes...
I can't sing either. Don't
Freddie
worry.
Freddie goes on a soapbox and talks about the fact that he's been on Fox News. He is a writer. I don't know if you know that, Shia. He's a very accomplished writer, writes about a lot of different things, and has been featured on Neil Cavuto on Fox News. So now I'm going to get on my soapbox again.
Soapbox
my listeners have heard this.
Hold on. I didn't need a violin.
When I was younger, I did sing with Miami Boys in Eretz Yisrael, in Binyamin Homo, with Mordechai and David. I was in Camp State Chemet.
But also, you also have a drummer with a
lot
of...
Yes, I'm a drummer, right.
She has drummed with a lot of the biggest names.
Biggest
musicians. She does like to keep a little profile of that.
Yeah,
I keep reminding him.
I'm humble on the airwaves, believe it or not.
See, what boils down to, Shia, is that somehow they found a writer and a musician to host a news and music show.
Exactly.
So how they did that, who knows, but that's the way it works.
Well, you got to realize my background, she is just like yourself, grew up in New York, little New York Brooklyn boy. I listened to, I don't know if this is before your days, the Art Raymond days of Jewish radio. So I go back to the Art Raymond days, then of course Dov Shurin, and then of course after that, Nachum Siegel. So when I got here, actually, I used to do radio shows to myself.
See, I should have brought my WEVD promo. I should have brought him with me.
I was a big WEVD buff.
I'm going to bring it with me for now on my WEVD promo.
Anyway, I used to
titties, AM. WEVD.
AM, right? We're an FM here.
Yeah, we're FM. We have much better signal than those guys did.
But what I did was I used to have one tape recorder that would record myself and then another tape recorder that would play music, and I would do all the advertisements that used to be on the Jewish radio shows then. Long story short, and then I got this opportunity to co-host and then, of course, now take over the programming for Jewish Community Radio in Cleveland, and it's been great.
And gee, you know why he took over the show?
Uh-oh.
Because the other guy left.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, so, he got here
because, there was nobody else.
Well, okay. I co-hosted first.
He was home.
I have to defend you. I'm in New York, and if I download your interviews, then you guys must be good and funny. So
thank you. But seriously, Shia, Tzvi got this job because the person before him made a bunch of phone calls, and Tzvi was home.
And Tzvi was home.
He answered the phone. That's how it happens.
Just don't tell Freddie that right now he doesn't have any job security.
That's true, too.
If he keeps on talking, I might have to get her early on Sundays. But anyway.
I challenge you.
He doesn't realize that I've done it for 3 years.
And now, because I'm here, you always come late.
Exactly.
Don't tell him. Rely on him. Anyway. Tzvi does not come late, okay? Let me change the record here, okay?
Let's get back to Shia Rubinstein.
Except he's never late.
Freddie's already thinking that he's going to use your CD jacket as a holder for his sufganiyot that he's going to be going around this week. He knows every party that's serving sufganiyot. So he's going to be using your jacket cover, now that you told him it's made out of metal, as his sufganiyot dish.
I keep telling you,
you can use it as a coaster for your coffee.
A coaster. Oh, he's a big coffee
guy. I'm a coffee guy, yeah.
Oh my gosh, look at that shit.
Well, I'll tell you what, Shia, seriously, I'm looking forward to get to hear your entire CD.
Right. And you know what?
Good. So far, this TikTok song is good.
It is. And for those of you who haven't listened to it, go to ShiaRubinstein.com. I'm sure you can you can hear a couple of songs by the way, Shia, I saw it on the Sameach music site. Jewish Jukebox. Thank you. JewishJukebox.com will take you there. And then, of course, please patronize our local Hebrew Judaic bookstores in Cleveland.
Yeah, tell me you heard it here. Tell me you want the CD. It's not out yet.
Exactly. Tell them I want Shia Rubinstein now. What do you mean you don't have it? Call Sameach and get it. Thank you, Shia, for joining us this morning. And we really look forward. This is a five-star album, because it's just been done by the best, and it shows in the album.
That's good quality. It's good. But I want to hear the rest of it. So how many songs are on the CD?
Okay, so the song has 11 CDs. TikTok happens to be the cute style song, if you will, but there are beautiful slow songs I have from Baruch Levine and Ari Goldwag. Beautiful slow songs, as well as some fast songs, a horror song, and then of course this the English song, which is Window in Heaven, which has its own reputation by now. Baruch Hashem,
we're going to play it momentarily.
Yeah,
right.
Let's end with that one song
and remind Benny, my good friends, Benny and his brother
Izzy, right?
Izzy and Benny, thank you, from Sameach Music, who, by the way, have been tremendous for our radio show, because we are a nonprofit, we're on a college radio, and they always make sure to send us the brand new CD. So please tell them that we had you on this morning, and that we are waiting with bated breath for our express delivery of a Hafti.
Definitely. Yeah, I'll make sure to send you guys as well. And
two. One for me, one for Tzvi, because I want to have a copy, because Tzvi can't get the only copy.
Right. All right. Send him one, too. Why not?
Send me one, too.
It's a Hanukkah present for Freddie.
I'm the afterthought.
By the way, by the way, if you could stick in a sufganiyot in your CD cover.
Or chocolate chip cookies.
Yes, he does anything for chocolate chip cookies.
You name it, I'm going to run for cookies.
That's why I'm able to get away with coming in like 7:05 or today a little later.
Because he brings cookies.
Exactly.
He brings cookies. As long as he brings cookies.
But it's perfect timing for Hanukkah. We worked around the clock for the past few weeks to make sure that it came out for Hanukkah, because, perfect timing in terms of people buying gifts, and
right.
The fact that it's also metal box and it,
right.
it has that gift look.
Right.
I really hope all the people outside in Cleveland over here will purchase.
Absolutely,
this.
Absolutely. They will bombard the Judaic stores. For the Shea Rubenstein CD. And you know what? This CD is a gift that gives back, okay? So wherever you get it from, we'll get more out of it. Not only from the metal box, Freddie, okay? But
like
what's inside
box.
It, the music, the sound is just amazing.
Yeah, it sounds good.
It will uplift you. It will inspire you. So if you give it as a gift, just know that this is a gift that will give back.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm listening to the CD.
I used to say that about my checks. It was a gift that gave back.
That gave back or came back.
the bank loved them, you know.
Yeah, the gift that came back.
Yeah. You know, God, Hashem pays back anyone that gives tzedakah. A fellow told me he wrote out a check and it didn't take 3 days until it came back. hopefully this is a different type of giving back. But yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely there was a lot of time and effort and thought that went in, and it is the best of the composers in Jewish music, and I hope the people will really like it, and I'm honored to be on your radio show as well.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on at this unearthly hour for most New Yorkers.
You know, I'll tell you what, maybe we can have you on. Yeah, maybe we can have you on a Friday show one time. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, Freddie's going to consider having you on a Friday.
That's right. So that says a lot, because I don't play. I play. See, it's funny. Tzvi plays this, and I play, you know, Hanukkah swings and Matatziahu. I play everything else.
We
so.
Have a mix. We have a nice blend, of music that we both like. And,
yeah.
I allow Freddie to, you know, trickle
in. He allows
in,
me.
Trickle in on the Sunday morning show, especially when I don't have a
Trickles
choice.
Because
I'm not here. Because I'm not here. No, I'm saying with your music. But
my music, yes.
But we do agree in a lot of music.
Yeah. And we also have songs that we disagree on, but that's another story.
That's right. We agree to disagree.
That's right. What are the songs we don't like? But listen, we got to get going here. We want to thank you for coming
in. You know what?
In.
Can you send some contact information? And we're going to have you do a promo.
Yes, promo.
But I need you to send some contact information for you to tzvi@jewishcommunityradio.org.
Okay,
so
perfect.
Remember to
I'll
do that.
Definitely.
And now we're going to go to our famous, famous promo that you're going to do for
we're
us.
We're going to surprise you.
Impromptu.
You got to remember one thing. Okay, WJCU, University Heights, and just got to say...
Yeah, just remember that. You don't have to know the call.
Say anything else. Give us a promo. Say you heard it here first.
Yeah, the promo's going to be like, you know, this is Shea Rubenstein, and when I get up Sunday morning, you know, I listen to...
No, and you heard my CD first.
Exactly, right. And, you know, maybe say something like, you know, this is Shea Rubenstein with my brand new album Ahavti, which was featured first on Jewish Community Radio.
That's right. That's the way to do it.
Okay, here we go. Hold on. 3, 2, 1. You're on.
This is Shea Rubenstein. I just released my new album Ahavti, and of course was only listened to and heard first on Jewish Community Radio in Cleveland.
All right, one more time.
This is Shea Rubenstein. I just released my new album, Ahavti, and of course it was heard first and only first at Jewish Cleveland Radio.
Jewish Community Radio.
One more time.
Jewish Community Radio. Okay, just a second.
Right.
He's taking notes.
It's all right. We already have two clips to get you on, but
That's
don't
right.
worry.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, this is Shea Rubenstein. I just released my new album, Ahavti, and it was heard first and only first on Jewish Community Radio.
Great. Thank you. Perfect.
Thank you. Great. Appreciate
all right,
it.
We're going to Windows in Heaven right now.
And
thank you, Shea, for joining us.
Jewish Community Radio with Greg and L. Donner next.
It's not Jewish Community Radio.
I mean, it's the Lithuanian voice. I am tired.
Right, let's go. We got to go. Shea,
thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a great day. All right, Windows in Heaven. And this is Tzvi and Fred saying Shalom. Afreilach and Chanukah.
Chag Sameach.
Happy Chanukah to everybody. Don't overdo the donuts.
No, overdo it. Eat.